the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. We have breaking news from New Jersey Transit this morning. An accident just after 6 o'clock. A spokesman confirms a Riverline train that was traveling southbound from Trenton hit a tree just north of Roebling Station. The train operator is confirmed dead. There were customers on board, about 45 at the time, 19 with minor injuries, 5 moderate injuries, but reportedly non-life-threatening at this time. New Jersey Transit Police are on the scene and still investigating, and Riverline service has been suspended in both directions between Florence and Trenton. They are providing shuttle bus service. 3 police officers are lucky to be alive after they were attacked on the George Washington Bridge this weekend.
The Bergen County prosecutor says a man stole a car, crashed it in South Hackensack, and then stole another one early Sunday morning. Port Authority police officers found the second stolen vehicle disabled on the George Washington Bridge. According to prosecutors, the suspect was armed with a knife, attacked the police officers, and tried to steal a patrol vehicle. 3 police officers were injured before the man was arrested. The hurt officers were treated at the hospital Sunday and released. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey lawmakers are looking to crack down on noisy mufflers and exhaust systems. A bill moving through the legislature would increase fines and perhaps add jail time.
Right now, the fine is $25 when someone modifies their muffler to amplify the sound, and that's not stopping anyone from doing it, says State Senator Jim Holzapfel.
It's absolutely asinine, makes absolutely no sense, doesn't enhance the car in any way as far as, you know, its mobility, its gas saving.
Under his bill, the penalty can be as much as $500 for the vehicle owner or the shop that made the change. Jail time is a possibility for repeat or extreme offenders, he says, and the bill requires that motor vehicle inspections check to see whether there has been any muffler enhancement to increase noise.
And if there is, you're going to flunk inspection.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey, 101.5 News, time 8:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Going to be a windy, noticeably cooler day with a mix of clouds and sunshine after some spotty showers, mainly in the northern spots. High temperatures aren't going to be too far from 70, and then we're clear and colder overnight at lows near 40 inland to around 45 at the coastline. Tomorrow is even cooler still. We'll have a bit of a breeze with some sunshine, highs only in the upper 50s. And then we're going to be in the mid-50s coming up on Wednesday with partly to mostly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
In Patterson, it's 52. Hamilton is 56. Cape May Courthouse is 64. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.